HD Smartcast. आप सुन रहे हैं HD Smartcast और ये है फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन।
हेलो हेलो हेलो, मेरा नाम शरत है और आपका दिल से स्वागत करता हूं बाउंस बैक भारत के सेकंड सीजन में। और इस बार का पॉडकास्ट पिछले पॉडकास्ट से भी कमाल है। देखिए, इस कोविड ने हम सबको एक ऐसे सिचुएशन में डाला, एक ऐसी स्थिति में डाला जहां से हम सब बाउंस बैक करना चाहते हैं और धीरे धीरे कर भी रहे हैं। लेकिन जो हमारी जर्नी है वो इतनी आसान नहीं होने वाली। इसीलिए हमने सोचा क्यों ना हिंदुस्तान के सबसे बड़े दिग्गजों को एक साथ एक प्लेटफॉर्म पे लेके आया जाए। सो वी क्रिएटेड द बिगेस्ट कॉन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ सेलिब्रिटीज, OTT स्टार्स, स्पोर्ट्समैन, बिजनेस लीडर्स। इंडिया का हर बड़ा आइकन इस प्लेटफॉर्म पे आ गया है एंड दे आर टेलिंग अस हाउ दे बाउंस बैक फ्रॉम एडवर्सिटी। है ना इंटरेस्टिंग? तो शुरू करें सिलसिला बाउंस बैक भारत का।
Hi guys, welcome to the Bounce Back Bharat Fest. मेरे साथ एक ऐसा नाम है which frankly you can recognize, क्योंकि ये वो नाम है जिसने हमारे क्रिकेट क्रेजी नेशन को सिखाया कि there are other sports that we must care about. She's won medals for the country. She's someone we're all proud of. Sania Mirza, welcome to Bounce Back Bharat.
Thank you.
You know, with people like you, honestly, introduction बड़ा कम हो जाता है, because आपका नाम ही काफी है। जो फिल्मी लाइन है, नाम तो सुना होगा, वो सबने सुना है, and that is enough for people. But you've had an incredible journey, and you've been in the spotlight since you were a teenager. How difficult it is! Like people have known you nearly, you know, half your life,
half their lives too. I mean, I think that. No, it's pretty funny actually, because I get like all these. I mean, I like you said, I've been in the limelight since I was like 15 years old. That was like my first time that I sort of brushed my shoulders with like fame, so to say. And when I won Junior Wimbledon, and obviously it's been like that or more ever since. And I have like these people who are like in their mid-30s, in their 40s, and then they come up to me, and I'm 35, I'm almost 35, I'm 35 in a few months, and they come up to me and they say, you know, humne aapko bachpan se dekha hai. And I always ask them, ki aapne apne bachpan se dekha hai ya mere bachpan se dekha hai? Because suddenly I feel so like almost old, you know, and I'm like, I didn't think 34 would make me feel that old. But so yeah, it is true. I've kind of grown up in the media, I've grown up in the limelight to a large extent, and it has obviously had its moments. It's been difficult. I can't say that everything has been always amazing. No, it's very, very difficult to grow up in the limelight. It's very difficult to be constantly judged and questioned when you're still trying to find yourself as a teenager. So it is not easy. But having said that, I'm extremely grateful for everything that I've had. I've had an incredible life, and I think me and the media both grew up together, and social media. Sure. You know, we kind of grew up together. So I've always had my love-hate relationship with the media, but it's been more love lately than hate, I guess.
बड़े सारे सवाल हैं जो मेरे हैं, जो मैंने आपसे पूछने हैं, जो हमारे viewers and listeners have sent in. But I'm going to start with what you said recently about being a mother and making this comeback. और आपने बोला कि कैसे, you know, your our society is such कि वैसे तो हम सोचते हैं कि शादी हो जाए तो ही इंसान, मतलब लड़की की जिंदगी खत्म है, पर अगर बच्चा हो जाए तो मतलब twice over. And you've proved everyone wrong in your typical style. आप चुपचाप काम करती हैं, you've of course focused on your health, your training, और फिर आज यहाँ पे. Looking back, how was it? Easy, tough? क्या था? What kept you going?
There is nothing easy about anything. Anything that is how do I put it? Anything that is significant or that creates an impact is never easy. I am extremely proud of myself to have put myself in this position again, to be able to compete at the highest level, which requires a lot of discipline, not just mentally, emotionally, but also physically, which is a very big part of our game. And obviously we all know that you know, when you have a kid, there's a lot that goes through in your body. Your body goes through so much to have that child, to recover from it. You don't know how your body is going to behave afterwards. I mean, there are many things. And as a pro athlete, it is a very challenging task to come back. Having said that, it is a challenging task to come back and also go to office after having a child, because the requirements of a child, and especially in the first few years of their lives, are obviously more mother based, right? I mean, it's all about the mom, whether it's the feeding, whether it's the attachment. I think then, you know, once the child grows up a little bit, the attachment kind of shifts. So it kind of, you know, that's the law of nature and that's the law of life. There's not much you can do about it. But you know what I said then, and I'll say it again, and I had a lot of people that are like, oh, why did she have to be so negative and say this part of the world or whatever? Yeah. Because the fact of the matter is that it is more pronounced in our part of the world. And many times we don't like to accept that we live in a man's world. We are very happy like trying to hide behind all these, you know, things that happen and just trying to pretend that we are not, hum to nahi hai, hum to bahut equal.
Hamara sab sahi hai, sab achha
hai. Haan, hamara sab sahi hai, but that's not the way. There are people who are going to have to come out and say that, no, it's not. I was asked, when I won a Grand Slam, I was asked when I didn't have a baby, when I was going to have a child, rather than being asked about, you know, me winning or my book or whatever it is. So for me, coming back to playing professional tennis, first for myself, I feel that eventually, I hope that when my son grows up, he will be proud of the fact that I didn't give up on my own dreams. Yeah. And there are many mothers on tour today. We've got many examples back home, including Mary Com. And there were so many great mothers in the Olympics, you know, who were athletes from different countries. So there are a lot of mothers out there who are doing this. And I think we're all just trying to set examples, not just for people, but also for our children, to kind of, you know, understand that a woman's life is not over when she has a child. A woman's life begins when she has a child as well.
You know, listening to you, I realized again why we love you so much. You know, your straight talking hai, or honesty hai. In a lot of ways, you embody the spirit jo hum aaj celebrate kar rahe hai, Bounce Back Bharat mein, which is of never giving up. Haal filhaal, especially is saal ki shuruaat mein, jo deadly second wave aaya, uske baad, I don't think there's any family hamare desh mein that was unaffected. You know, everybody kahin na kahin, kisi na kisi tarike ki takleef ya dukh se har koi guzra hai. You're a sports person. You guys are used to going out, playing every day. All of that stopped. And life as we knew it kind of changed. Aapke liye ye phase, you know, ab kya mental toughness aapke kaam aayi? Because of course, as a sports person, you're very focused. But kaise raha aapke liye personally?
No, I mean, our job involves traveling twice a week. You know, I mean, that's what I've done since I was 13 years old. So it was very different, obviously, being and not taking out clothes from my suitcase was a luxury for me. I mean, honestly, like I've been asked this question a bunch of times, and I've always said that the pandemic is much larger than our problems. Like the pandemic is much larger than our individual issues, you know. I was in India for 7 months, and like you said, it's affected everyone in different ways. So I was in India for the first 6 or 7 months with my son. Luckily, I made it back from America. He was in India, and I had not traveled with him because of the because of the virus at that point, and nobody really knew what was going on. So I had gone to play a tournament which got cancelled, and I made it back 2 days before the actual the borders shut. So I was very lucky, because my husband was stuck in he was stuck in Pakistan. He was playing and we didn't see each other for 7 months. I mean, you know, my son didn't get to see his father. But having said that, though, those problems seemed very small when you saw the other things that were going on in the world. I mean, the fact of the matter is you know, there were people who were dying of hunger, of basic necessities. Yeah. And we were still lucky enough to, and grateful and fortunate enough to have a roof over our heads. We had food to eat. We had clean water. I mean, all that was a luxury for some people. So I think that, like I said, the pandemic and the virus is much larger than our individual problems. I think that the only way to stay positive was to try to think of the better days ahead, to think. I had COVID myself in January. I got it. My husband got it. Luckily, my son didn't get it. Fortunately, it was very basic for us. We didn't have many symptoms. But I've lost a lot of people, you know, in through COVID. And right now, one of my best friends, his father is fighting, you know, he's very critical. So I've known a lot of people who've been through it. So this is something that, you know, we have to hope and pray that we come out on the better side of. I mean, that's the only thing that we were really doing. And just thanking our stars that we were in a safe place. We were in our homes with our loved ones.
You know, I want to get into Sania Mirza's head. Bouncing back, jaise maine bola, is your second nature. Kai baar, while you're playing the match, aap kuch couple of games niche hai, or you lose a tournament that you really worked hard for. Tab kya hota hai? Because media itni kind har waqt nahi hoti hai. Aas paas log jo bhi bole. But aap apne saath kya conversation kar rahe hote? How?
So all my life, so when I was younger, okay, let me start again. When I was younger, very young, I was like 9, 10 years old, and I used to play these state ranking tournaments and these national tournaments. And I used to see kids cry after they lost, you know, when they used to lose a match. I would never cry. I would actually smile. I would be fine. And my parents would be fine, and we would go out and have dinner that night, even the night that we lost or whatever. And so a few parents came up to my parents and said that, you know, why doesn't she ever cry? Like, does she not care? And my dad said to them that, you know, because tennis is very important to us. I mean, I was 10, but they were like, you know, it's very important to us and it's great if she becomes professional. And it's a very big part of her life, but it's not her life. And that is a mantra that I have always followed all my life, no matter what I have done, played, not played, whatever it is, lost, won. When I'm in a tough situation on the court, and I've had this conversation with a few athletes, and I feel that under pressure, I'm better. That's how I feel. Whether I am or not is a different issue. I feel that when it's a tight situation on the court, when it's a pressure situation, I feel that I'm better. And half the battle is won there, when you actually just feel that you're better. The second part of it is that I think of what's the worst thing that can happen. So what is the worst thing that can happen on the court? I can lose. And then that's it. So once you get over that fear, that if that's the worst thing that's going to happen, what's going to happen after that? You're going to come back next week and try again to win. And that is what tennis has really taught me. And I think that that's the life lesson that sport teaches you, is that there will be a next time as long as you want there to be a next time. So the worst thing that can happen is I can lose, and the best thing that can happen is that I can win, and or I can come back the next week and try again to win. So that is just how I see life as well. Challenges in life, I always think of the better days ahead. I always think that, okay, today if I'm having a bad day, it's okay. I mean, I'll sleep and it'll be better tomorrow. So that is how I look at life. And that's why I feel sport is so important, because it teaches you that strength. It teaches you that, you know, to be humble in victory. It teaches you to be defiant in defeat. So I think that's why everybody should play sport. It doesn't mean you have to play professionally, but you have to play it, understand it.
You know, that's the reason I wanted to speak to you, because when you talk about these things, it doesn't seem like books. Lagta hai that this is your lived experience. We've seen you, and that's probably the reason why you are where you are, in spite of some very tough days in your career as well. Sania, mere apne individual to bahut sawal hai, but I have to be nice and also take questions that people have sent for you. So we have Megha here, who wants to know, are you a very disciplined person in your personal life? I'm sure you are. But on your days when you're not training, what's a typical day?
No, I'm actually not disciplined at all when I'm not training. But when it comes to what I do, I'm very disciplined. So like, I mean, if it comes to tennis, yes, I mean, I'm definitely very disciplined, because without that, there's no way that you can, you know, even become a professional athlete. So I am very disciplined. I will, no matter what time I sleep, I will wake up in the morning, I will do what I have to do, and, you know, so on and so forth. On my days off, I'm actually a very lazy person. Like beneath this whole thing is this very lazy person who just wants to be in the pajamas and watch TV and eat junk all day. So that is the person who I really am, and who I want to become eventually after I'm done. And I want that to come out. But I also think that it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, I've been so disciplined since such a young age. I started playing when I was 6 years old. That the minute I get a chance, you know, where I'm like, okay, I have 3 days off. I'm just like, I don't want, like, I'm one of those people who doesn't want to shower. And like, he's just, I'm just like, I'm just going to lie in bed. Like, what is this? I'm so tired. I've just woken up and my mom was like, you woke up 2 hours ago. It's 2 p.m. Like, what are you talking about? So I'm one of those people deep within. But yeah.
Super. This is a very relevant question. Ye pucha hai Samira ne, and she wants to know, Olympics mein, Olympic bubble mein, aapko rehna, because this was obviously strange. Again, how tough was that?
I mean, honestly, it wasn't that tough because that's what we've been doing, even in regular tournaments, like that we are playing every week. Except for the States, this is the first time that we are not in a bubble. We've been in a bubble of every tournament that we've played. So it was because I've been at three different Olympics before this where it was a normal scenario. Obviously, it was strange. But having said that, we are so used to this bubble of getting tested every 2 days. And in Olympics, we're getting tested every day. So it's become part of our life to adapt to this new normal. I mean, we have no other choice.
You know, Sania, keep me incredible life story here. You're 35. You're going to be 35. 6-7 saal se you started playing, like you said, at the age of 10-11 already aap nationals mein khel rahe the. Disciplined life you've led. What keeps you going? Do you have a coach? Did somebody say something to you? Kisi ne kuch phook ke aapko bola ki ye maano kaise kya hai?
No, actually, no, I think it's the love for what I do. I mean, I love, you know, I was practicing after I had Izhan. I was practicing in Dubai. We were in Dubai and I was practicing there. It was 48 degrees. I was practicing. I promise you, to get out of your house at 48 degrees, you know, let alone going and actually going and warming up and saying, yeah, I'm going to go out there for 2 hours and sweat and like feel that heat on your skin. And sometimes I would be like, why am I doing this? You know, and I'd be like, why? So why am I doing this? Like, I need to find a reason why I'm doing it. So I love challenges. I came up with that. I do love challenges. I love to put myself through challenges. I feel like if you don't have a challenge or a dream in your life, it's really not worth living. Like, it's not a life that I can foresee myself. I cannot wake up in the morning and be like, today I have no plan. Today I don't know what I'm going to do. Because all my life I've worked towards a dream. I've worked towards something. So I have to find new challenges. Today I can very easily just sit at home and, you know, just be fine with my career. Yeah. I've done whatever I've dreamt of and, you know, I've achieved so much. I can just be like, you know what, I'm just gonna sit at home. Why do I need to go in 48 degrees and put myself through that? But then I miss that walking on that center the court. I miss that cheer. I miss that feeling of winning. I miss that feeling of competing. And I feel that I still have a little bit of tennis left in me, which is why I'm doing it. The minute I start to think that my body is giving up, or if I feel that I don't have that, you know, that motivation to go and get up every morning and put my body through that and put myself through that, I'll stop. And right now I feel that. I feel like it's a great challenge for me. I feel like it's going to inspire some women, if not you know, if not a lot of them, to try and go after their dream and keep going after their dream. And it does not make them a bad mother, does not make you a bad wife, it does not make you any selfish. It just makes you human. It makes you normal to want to follow your path and follow your dreams.
No, absolutely, that's so true, which is why Sania, I want you to address my audience directly. Itne sare log who followed your career and you inspire them, aap unhe kya bolenge? Those who say if whether, you know, probably they're not striving to become a tennis player like you, but apne chosen career mein, apne chosen life mein, wo is tarike ki success kaise achieve kar sakte hain?
There is no secret. कोई ऐसी मतलब ऐसा formula नहीं है कि आप ये portion डालेंगे तो आपको success मिल जाएगा. ये नहीं हो सकता. It doesn't work that way. Of course, hard work is something that, you know, which will take you places. And the dare to dream about doing things that have never been done before. You know, if you want to do something that is outside of the box, don't be scared to say ke log kya kahenge or ke, you know, parents kya kahenge. Is it something that I should do? Is it what girls do? I mean, there are so many questions that come, right? But I think that all I want to say is that listen to yourself and back yourself, because there, as women and as girls, we are more often told we can't do something rather than that we can. Every day of our lives, we are told, at least by someone, yeah, that nahi, ye to tu nahi kar sakti. You can't do this. Girls are not supposed to do that. But you got to back yourself, because if you don't back yourself, God knows nobody else is going to back you.
Bahut hi badhiya. Those are the words I think we'll end this on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been an inspiration. I was looking forward to this conversation. Thank you for being a part of Bounce Back Bharat. Bounce Back
Bharat. Ye podcast aapko kaisa laga? Iske bare mein aap aur information chahte hain aur updates chahte hain to reach out kijiye na hame. Dekhiye, Fever FM official is our handle. और एच टी स्मार्ट कास्ट, ये दो हैंडल हैं जो आपके काम के. हम FB पे हैं, इंस्टा पे हैं, ट्विटर पे हैं, यूट्यूब पे हैं, लिंक्डइन पे हैं, क्लब हाउस पे हैं, हर जगह मौजूद हैं. तो मुलाकात होती है अगले एपिसोड में. और आप और भी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉडकास्ट अगर सुनना चाहते हैं तो लॉग ऑन टू htsmartcast.com और सुनिए नए नजरिए से. बाय बाय.
आप सुन रहे हैं HD Smartcast और ये था Fever FM Production. HD Smartcast.